Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, September 30. Coming up, Prime Minister urges Jamaicans to prepare for Hurricane Matthew, National Community Tourism Portal launched, and Health Ministry to gather data on cancers island-wide. The news in detail after this message.
Residents of Port Antonio and its environs, the Passport Mobile scheduled for this Saturday, October 1, has been postponed. This is due to the likelihood of Jamaica being affected by Hurricane Matthew. You will be advised of a new date for the mobile. PICA urges you to take every precaution to keep safe at this time.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is urging citizens to take all necessary precautions ahead of Hurricane Matthew, which could impact the island as early as Sunday. He was addressing an emergency meeting with heads of agencies and parliamentary representatives at the Office of the Prime Minister on September 29.
The strategy of the government is to be prepared and ready to recover after the passage of the weather event. All agencies of government should now be in alert mode. It is not panic mode, it is preparedness mode. So I'm urging all citizens to take it seriously.
Mr. Holness adds that persons should heed all warnings to evacuate where necessary and made a special call for persons living on the Keys to travel inland immediately. Meanwhile, Director of the Meteorological Service of Jamaica, Evan Thompson, says the hurricane is continuing to gain strength as it moves westward over the southeastern section of the Caribbean Basin. The Met Service has extended the severe weather alert as the hurricane is expected to pass Jamaica's eastern coastline from Sunday evening into Monday morning. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, and the Independent Commission of Investigations, INDICOM, have concluded discussions on a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to govern their engagement. National Security Minister Robert Montague says the JCF and INDICOM should work together in the interest of the country.
The document is ready for signing. This document outlines the protocols governing the engagement of INDICOM and the JCF going forward.
The MOU will outline the steps to be taken by both as they engage, investigate, and deal with each other. Meanwhile, the Public Order Committee of Cabinet is actively examining the report of the Joint Select Committee of Parliament on the Independent Commission of Investigations, INDICOM. The report of the Joint Select Committee was tabled in Parliament in November 2015. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, has launched a national community tourism portal to promote licensed community-based tourism enterprises across the island. The web-based platform is part of the government's $15 million US Rural Economic Development Initiative Ready project being implemented by JSIF with funding from the World Bank. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Tourism, Jennifer Griffiths, says the portal will provide the community tourism subsector with an online presence and online marketing strategies to facilitate growth.
Today's tourism and travel market is highly competitive. This portal is an excellent marketing tool which will help local community-based tourism enterprises to keep pace with the competition. I therefore commend JSIF and the World Bank for the tremendous support that we have gotten from you over the years, and we thank you for working with us as we try to take community tourism to the next level.
Mrs. Griffiths was addressing the official launch of the portal at Devon House in St. Andrew earlier this week. And the Ministry of Health is expanding the reach of the National Cancer Registry, NCR, to the entire island. The move is in an effort to facilitate data gathering on every type of cancer in Jamaica. Director of Non-Communicable Diseases, Dr. Tamu Davidson Sadler, says the registry information will allow the ministry to plan and project how much resources will be needed in the treatment, diagnosis, and screening of the disease.
In 2013, as a part of our national plan, we began the process in collaboration with the Pan American Health Organization of implementing what we call a National Cancer Registry. And this is where we register all cancer cases within a geographic area. We are now operational, running this program in three regions, and we should be in complete our process by implementing this registry program in the fourth region, which is Northeast Regional Health Authority.
Dr. Davidson Sadler says the ministry intends to give an annual update on cancer incidents, then eventually move to 3 or 5 year updates. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.